You should be getting notices if you're an owner of property in Cape Town in February of 2019 about the new general valuation process that the City of Cape Town will be embarking on. Objections will likely be lodged between the months of March and April next year, and hopefully all of those will be resolved ahead of 1st of July 2019. We'll be speaking to the Maker Member for Finance for the City of Cape Town, Johan van der Merwe, in a moment, and certainly invite your calls on 021-446-0567, your SMSs to 31567, and your WhatsApp voice notes and messages to 072-567-1567 on any matter pertaining to property valuation. And I brought, well, I'm bringing you this conversation, what, nearly 6 months ahead of it actually unfolding, because I'd rather we prepare ourselves quite early. The City of Johannesburg has just gone through a process that has seen a hell of a lot of people incredibly unhappy with what actually happened at the end of the day. And the more we learn from these processes and from our own previous experiences, and the more we prepare for the property general valuation process that starts next year, the better the process is going to run come February next year. So let me welcome then to the show the Maker Member for Finance with the City of Cape Town, Johan van der Merwe. Johan, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning to you and to the listeners.
Confirming it's only in February 2019 that property owners in the City of Cape Town should expect a letter from the city about the property valuation process.
You know, the 2018 general valuation process is underway. There's approximately 870,000 registered properties in a metro. All the properties are valued at their market value as of the 2nd of July in 2018, and then the roll will be completed by the 31st of January in 2019, and then it will be open for inspection and objections in February 2019.
So, 2nd of July 2018, what will happen? Is anyone going to be knocking at my home, for example, or do you just look at properties on my street, see what the last sale of property on the street was, and then ascertain a market value to the property?
Yeah. How it is working that when you come over to me, I've heard you mention the name of the City of Johannesburg. Now, according to the Property Act or the Property Rights Act, each municipality must do a general valuation at least every 4 years. But we in the City of Cape Town, we decided to make it earlier because of the fact that, people, and I think you mentioned there as well, about the huge shock it was, but we want to do it earlier to minimize the value swing from the one general valuation to the next, especially in a fast-growing property market such as Cape Town. So this is why we've done it, why we will do it earlier. There's different ways how they will evaluate. They will look at, they will use technology, and all other mechanisms to get to the value of your property.
When you say technology, what do you mean, Johan?
No, that is, as I've said, they use all the properties that was sold in the street like the past 2 or 3 or 5 years, and then they will have also use technology to identify your property and see how it looks like, and so on. And in some circumstances, it can be that they will knock at your door. It depends on the areas and the categories and so on.
For the property owners that have done some renovations and additions to their property, obviously you'll have the information because one needs to apply for permission from the City of Cape Town for any improvements that you may want to put in place in your home. You'll have that information. But for those people, do they proactively get in touch with the city now and say you should know that from the last time you did this property evaluation process to now, these are the changes that have taken place in my house?
Yeah, I think it's always good, you know, as you've correctly said, that the city must have the information, but it's always also good that from a resident side, if he I've done that in the past between the two general valuations to let the city know about this renovations.
All right. There seems to be, I'm getting a call from Anwar in Kensington. There are a number of people on the WhatsApp message as well as the SMS messages wanting a little bit more detail on how you as a city of Cape Town will reach the market value of their property.
Yeah, you know, there's we have a quite professional team of about 20, 30 valuers and other specialists. So I can assure the residents that they don't sit in the office and then decide that, okay, this area we will get the property value on that and the other area we will do it like that, like thumb sucking. That's not how it's working. They will really look at each property in its own merit and deal with that in such a manner. So they will get the real value. It's not that you have to worry that they will inflate it or something like that.
I get that, Johanna, certainly appreciate it. But in the absence of them visiting each and every property that is in the city of Cape Town, unless that's what they're going to do, they'll have to make certain assumptions drawn from, sales of property on that area, for example, or that street, whatever additions have been put in place, considering that into the factor, looking at what the market is doing, as in the property estate agents are doing in selling properties in those areas. Are those the kind of factors that they take into consideration in determining that Africa Melina's house on this street in that suburb is worth R1 million, for example?
Yeah, no, you're correctly saying that the valuer is responsible for the GV, and they have a team, and they use the sales data, you look at all the value and the properties that were sold and so on. So they use all that databases to, at the end of the day, decide on what is the value.
All right. There will be no visiting of people's properties over the next 6 months, or will there be some? And will you need the property owners to play along, obviously, with the evaluators that you are sending out?
Yeah. You know, as I've said, they use certain kinds of systems, but in some cases it can be in certain areas that there will be people visiting your houses, but again they will identify them if they will come there and so on, so it's they will be prepared.
All right. And as much as the process of evaluating your property is going to take over the next 6 months, essentially, the evaluation is of your property as at the 2nd of July. Is that correct?
That is what you tell, 100% correct.
All right. And what will then happen next, and obviously we'll have the conversations closer to the time, once you've determined the general evaluation role, basically, will be put together, and then you'll be inviting people to consider lodge objections and all of that in the early part of next year. Because ultimately, the process you're going through now will determine what the base value is for whatever rates increase there will be for the financial year 2019-2020 for the city of Cape Town.
Yeah, no, as I've said, the process is they will, doing the evaluation, then each resident, registered owners, they will receive their letters with the proposed or the provisional evaluation of the property, and then you have time to object, to put in an objection. And there's also perhaps nearer to that time, we can have another discussion, because this year we changed a little bit. In the past, you can do it in writing, or you can visit certain offices or facilities. We've decided, you know, that in the past, perhaps it's not convenient for everybody because of the facilities closed at 5 o'clock now or whatever time. So if you're working late and you only arrive after work at 6 or 7, then you have a problem. So we changed that now with certain venues that will be open later, but I think later on, near to the that process, when that process is starting, then we can have another discussion, and then I can exactly tell you which venues are open when and where you can go to and how the objection process will work.
All right. A specific question from Deb, who is listening, saying, please ask Johan why she has received a property valuation already, which she did not object to. She says, my latest rates account reflects a further valuation increase of 400,000 Rand. Do you know what that's about?
Perhaps. I must have the account with me or the number. So, but perhaps it can be that there was renovations or upgrading at the house. If it's not, then she's more than welcome to go to a nearest office. I don't know in which vicinity she's staying, or to talk to a ward counselor, or going to a sub-council office with the account, and then we can look at it.
All right. So if in the last 3 years she would have added a room, for example, or knocked down a wall or did anything like that and applied for permission, obviously, from the city of Cape Town to do that, the city then would have already adjusted the valuation of the property so that, as you say, there isn't a shock from one valuation process to the next.
That's correct. And if there's a, she didn't do that, then, as I've said, we're more than willing to look at the account and see what is the situation there.
All right. We'll leave it there for the moment, Johan, but I suspect we'll be inviting you back a number of times in the coming months, if that's okay, so that you can ask, respond to specific questions that listeners might have in at that time.
You're more than welcome to do that.
Johan van der Merwe is the MACO member for finance with the City of Cape Town. From the 2nd of July, you will have some of you, people coming to your home to come and do some inspections. But generally, a number of employed evaluators by the City of Cape Town will be looking after the 870,000 properties within the City of Cape Town as they embark on the general evaluation process. In the city, they do it every 3 years as opposed to four, so that they can minimize the impact of the shock from one evaluation to the next. And you'll be given a chance, obviously, to go and view the role in February of next year, lodge objections ahead of the finalization of the process.